Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal. Whenever anyone describes eating something they shouldn't have, I can't help but think of the time that Sammy ate a box of rat poison. The minute I saw the empty box and Sammy's face crossed with guilt and alarm, I realized I should not have placed the full box of Decon mouse and rat kill under the redwood deck. I did not think Sammy would be able to wiggle into the crawl space, nor did I think that he'd be tempted by whatever flavor they put in the warfarin to make it so tasty. Ordinarily, I would not resort to chemical or biological warfare, but the field mice that rafted in on the bales of hay I brought in to make Sammy's white plastic igloo-shaped dog loo more comfortable had, well, started to breed. Breed is a benign term for what was going on. Breed gives the impression that one mother mouse gave birth to a small litter. That is not what happened. The mice proliferated. Before I knew it, the backyard was teeming with them. The final straw came when I was sitting on the leather sofa in the den, reading a book, listening to a CD, when a sleek brown mouse scampered across the mouse brown carpet. That mouse was bold. I could see he knew he was one of the new young Turks on the block. It was time to drop my live and let live madness. I tried humane live traps, baited with jelly beans and peanut butter. No luck. After seeing five or six mice scamper through the living room, I decided to escalate and go with glue traps. You may not have seen the glue traps. They're quite a concept. Basically, they're wading pools of half-gelled rubber cement designed to immobilize the rodent so that it either starves to death or suffocates as it tries to eat the treat, half submerged in the goo. Think portable miniature La Brea tar pits. I reeled in three mice with the glue traps. With conventional traps, I added two more to the kill zone. Although that was good, albeit sad, I tried to hold a funeral for each. I was nowhere near keeping up with the spawning. In a last-ditch effort to control the rodent population before the infestation spread to my neighbors and to the entire block, I decided to go with the rat poison. I bought two boxes of rat kill. As I read the warning label, I had a premonitory feeling that it would be devoured by the wrong animal. Plural. I should have heeded my premonition. When I realized Sammy had eaten the poison, my first impulse was to try to do something. But what? A cold chill of guilt hit my shoulders like an ugly, wet, and very unstylish shawl. My son's dog would be dead soon, I realized. Numb, I walked to the pantry, where I pulled out an entire box of liver snaps, Sammy's favorites. I gave him the entire pound of liver snaps. He looked at me questioningly. Eat up, Sammy. Enjoy. You might as well. It could be your last meal. Now, I sort of ended the narrative here, and you're wondering, well, so, like, you held a funeral for Sammy, then why are we having stories about Sammy? To make a long story short, I called the 911 hotline for his vet. She called, even though it was a Saturday night, and said, get a bottle of Ipecac. The stuff you do if your kids drinks poison, it induces vomiting, and a bottle of hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide, yes. Poured the bottle of hydrogen peroxide down Sammy's throat. He immediately foamed up. He spewed rat poison. Well, heaved it in the yard. So I went over, shoveled up the rat, and rat poison / liver snap / hydrogen peroxide foaming mess, and put it into the trash, and then held out the bottle. He came up, foolishly, put it down his throat, chugged down the last half of the hydrogen peroxide, induced more vomiting, shoveled it up so he wouldn't eat his own vomit, as dogs do. And then I called the vet, and she made an appointment for him to come in on Monday. She said it'd be okay. He was just going to get some vitamin K. I was so relieved. But it was really hard, just for what good measure. I thought, okay, one more hit of this hydrogen peroxide, just in case there's still some left in his belly, some warfarin. Got it down him, everything fine. Went in Monday, he had vitamin K, lived, survived. The only thing is that any time I held up a brown bottle, hydrogen peroxide, man, the dog was gone, hidden in the bushes. So anyway, it got to be pretty useful to know that, because whenever I would hold up a bottle, he would hide. So whenever I wanted him to stop jumping up on the screen door or on the patio door, I would hold up a bottle of any kind of bottle, shampoo, whatever, and the dog was gone. The only drawback is it became extremely, extremely difficult to give him a bath and to shampoo him, because whenever he saw a bottle, the dog was not happy. He was essentially running in the opposite direction as fast as he could. But I learned a little bit about conditioned responses and B.F. Skinner and how it really works. And using that knowledge, I taught him a new trick. Not running away, that's not a new trick, but to sit down and roll over. Pretty cool, huh? So I hope you've enjoyed this. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal.